son of your past dream.
Tell them, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
He showers you with many graces. However, this does not mean that you will be free from the attacks of Satan. I must caution you, these attacks will come double.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Sanctification is not an easy road. We expect all to fall and tumble, but you will pick yourselves up and continue to carry your crosses.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
We find it necessary at this time to unify all Mary workers, to unify them. The greatest advantage Satan has is when he can divide. All Mary workers must unite for the common cause. Spiritual jealousy and disunity accomplishes nothing.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread.
Oh, there are the most beautiful blue lights forming around the outside of the trees. Our Lady gives this as her sign for entrance. There's a very large cloud floating from the tree. It's coming out now over to the flagpole.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit.
The cloud is parting now in the center, and I can see far, far into the heavens. It's like floating far out into space. It's beautiful. The sky is a very clear blue. And we seem to be going farther out into space. Oh, there are many stars, very brilliant stars. But now I see the stars, and there's an orange and red glow coming across the stars. Oh, it's cutting across the sky. Oh, it's very, very large. I can see that ball again. Oh, it's very, very large. Oh, It's traveling at a very fast speed. Now it's going across the sun. The vapors are covering a greater part of the sun, and they're so heavy that it seems to make the world outside dark. Now the ball is turning around. It's made a complete revolution. And now it's starting to go back out into space. And now something's happened. Something's happened. It's coming around again. And I see it. It's very close to the earth. I recognize the earth. Oh, the earth looks very light, sort of a white color from where I'm watching it. Now this ball is starting to circle. The tail now is cutting across. Oh, it's cutting across a good section of the earth. On the right side of the globe as I'm watching it. Now everything's clearing. The vapors seem to be clearing away. And on top of the globe, there's a large cross. Just a plain cross. It has no corpus on it. A very large cross.
Joyful mystery.
The ball looks like the earth.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Now I see the ball is starting to turn. It's like it's on an axis. And as it's turning, I see the cross starting to evaporate until it's like disappearing like smoke from on top of the world. And I see now about three-quarters of the world has turned dark, almost black.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
Now underneath, the lettuce forming underneath the large globe, the words are,
Hail Mary, full of grace,
what
the Lord is,
to be,
among women,
W-H-A-T, is to be. Now there is a hand pointing up, a hand pointing up far above the globe.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed
and now the finger is pointing and starting to write across the sky. God, G-O-G, and a large letter I,
among women,
is,
and
God is,
and thy womb, Jesus.
Now the hand is pointing
Hail Mary,
way over to the right side of the flagpole by the trees. Now there, it's the finger of the hand is pointing and it's starting to write again. Warning, W-A-R-N-I-N-G. To mankind soon. S-O-O-N. Now I see an eagle. A very large eagle in the sky. And over the eagle is written, United States. And under the English written,
Hail Mary,
New York.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
Thou Lady,
and to the Holy Ghost.
Is appearing. She's coming closer. There is a very large cloud formed over the words and the picture of the eagle. Now the cloud is floating over. And Our Lady now is coming through the cloud. And she's now bending over.
May God rebuke you, we humbly pray. And you bow, O Prince of the Heavenly Host.
Yes. Propound false doctrine.
Of thy womb, Jesus.
Policy created by the Father of all liars. Lucifer, the Prince of Darkness. Lucifer and his agents have spread their errors throughout the world. Michael must be returned to the house of God, for a house that is in darkness will fall. The foundation is firm, but man and his creation will fall. Man has called himself great. Man has sought to go beyond his creator. In this manner is he bringing upon him his own destruction. My child, Veronica,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
The mission for heaven carries a heavy cross. When we
Hail Mary,
chose you for this mission,
blessed art thou among women,
we did this knowing that we had your love and confidence.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
You will not be free from trial and suffering. We did not promise you gain in this world, for the graces stored in heaven will be used for the recovery of souls close to you and others who accept the word of God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us from the devil. Be our protection against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God
Satan roams throughout your world. He uses every means gained through knowledge of the Father.
wonderful mystery, the agony in the garden.
You will not be approached by him in his true likeness. For he will use the means of persons, places, and things to lead you astray. A soul that falls into the web of Satan must not lose hope, for he can be recovered. Believe, and you will be given the way.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
There is now upon your earth the legions of hell. Five major adversaries of the abyss roam your world. There will be accidents that are not accidents, sudden deaths that are not in the plan of the Father. Children grow more disobedient and arrogant to parents. Man has lost the true meaning of love and charity of neighbor.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I counsel you all to take your book of life, Bible, and become knowledgeable of these latter days.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
the plan for the days ahead is covered quite thoroughly in this book of life. Man would find his way to the kingdom if he would cast aside the soul destroyers that he now has in his home, which destroy not only his soul, but the souls of innocent children. For the love of money, these soul destroyers flood your earth.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and
the time will come without your prayers and action, when you will no longer recognize sin as sin. You will become accustomed to sin as a way of life. The numbers to be saved in the final count will be in the few. I come to earth from heaven. I have roamed your world in tears. It truly now rains teardrops from heaven with the coming of the warning to mankind. Pray and pray much. of the terrible sorrows. Men of science are ever seeking, but failing and falling far short of the truth.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
You will
blessed art thou
keep
among women
the monuments, statues in your homes and in the house of God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary,
my son,
the Lord is
ask that you all comfort him in his tabernacles throughout the world. He grows lonely. So many graces are never accepted. Satan sows throughout the world fear and confusion. You will save yourselves and those you love in the Sacred Heart of my Son.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of
you,
grace, the Lord is with thee.
My child, Veronica,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Must learn to live each day as it comes.
And to the Son.
For worry is the weakness of all humans. But it is not constructive to the mission. Trust and confidence in the direction of the Father is all that you need to stabilize you in your work.
The third Sunday,
we have been gathering the prayers and sacrifices of the many who have come to these hallowed grounds. It lightens my heart and eases the sorrow brought to many to my son.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit.
As you live the remaining time upon earth, of your lifetime on earth, you will guard your souls with all the sacramentals given for your protection. To those who are in darkness, you will be an object of scorn, derision, and scoffing. No, that none can be above my son, for they will follow the road to the kingdom just as my son did.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Prayer, atonement, sacrifice.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Many
blessed art thou,
will return,
and blessed is the fruit
with the phenomenon thy son planned soon.
The Father.
Well, she's not walking. She's floating up onto this large ball. And the ball is floating over now to the right side of the flagpole. Now Our Lady is looking down. Her voice is very low. I can barely hear her. My child. I am not leaving the sacred grounds. I am just looking over the surface of your world. I am looking for the candles. Daily, we hope to see more candles added.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
give us the Son of God. Hail, among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Water is running between
Hail Mary,
a valley
full of grace. The Lord is with thee.
The hills at either side, but
among women and
hills, but they're not mountains. The water is rising very high. There's going to be floods. Many lives will be lost. Many lives.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Floods.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary.
Heavy rains.
Full of grace. The Lord is with thee.
The closer.
Blessed art thou.
The disturbance of the atmosphere. Many.
Of thy womb, Jesus.
Will die in the floods.
Hail Mary. Full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit
the
of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
of clear drinking waters.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Will bring about
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit
of the intestinal
of thy womb, Jesus.
Tract.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
many waters will become contaminated,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The murders,
full of grace,
of the unborn,
the Lord is with thee.
Promoted. In your city of evil,
blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Has been watched by the Father with great anger.
Hail Mary,
the unjust,
the Lord is with thee.
In your city and state,
and blessed is the fruit of thy womb,
will be dealt with severely. Pray,
full of grace,
a constant vigilance of prayer for them.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of
many
Jesus.
will enter into hell, claimed by Lucifer,
and to the Son, and to the Holy
without the time to repent and make amends to their much offended God. Never cease your prayers, my children, by could open your eyes to your future. You would run fast from your worldly pursuits and retire within a life of prayer as victim souls to the Father, victim to His merciful love, victims for the salvation of all souls. Woe, I say to you now, many will die in the great flame of the fall of the redemption.
Among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy.
The ball nears. Many will die in the great flame of the ball of redemption.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Among women, and blessed
will not leave your home without the shrine cross in your protection.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Michael is now coming forward. He's over the flagpole. He's so large. He's now standing with his wings spread over the very high in the sky. Now, I had never seen Michael opening his wings. So large. He's beautiful. Oh, he's beautiful.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Slacken or slow down the steady pace of the work in your mission.
Among women,
should the worker be laid low, he will be gifted with many graces by the Father.
And to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
You will not concern yourself, my child, of the opinion of man. Your mission is to give the message as a voice box of heaven. When this is done, you will pray and leave the rest to the Father. Souls can be converted by prayer and example.
To thee we cry for famished children of Eve. To thee we set up our eyes, mourning and weeping in our hearts.
Speak once.
Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes and mercy.
And if not hasten, speak no more, but pray. We do not condone evil.
Let us pray.
But you must keep in heart that it is not always the decision.
Was made known by the message of an angel, made by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection.
Speak once.
Through the same Christ. Our Lord,
and if
amen.
Not hasten, speak
Father,
no more.
And of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.
But she's very concerned, our lady, at this time, especially with the hot weather, at the mode of dress of the youngsters in particular. However, this, our lady said, this is not restricted to the youngsters, because she finds that many who are old enough to know better are trying to compete with their daughters, and they're wearing clothes indecent in the eyes of God. Now, our lady requests that you try as parents to be Mary-like, to set an example. It's not easy. We find that the enemies of God, too, have caught many of the souls because of the high cost of living. This would really make you laugh. In order to buy a bathing suit for your youngsters, your teenage girls, you would say you average about $8 to $10 for these so-called bikinis. But if you want to buy something with a little more material that would cover some of the nakedness and make a bathing suit presentable in the eyes of God, you wouldn't believe that the prices are so astronomical, and especially for the average family, I can tell you, to buy a decent one-piece bathing suit, they up the prices to $35, $40. $25, $35, $40. But our lady feels this way. It is money well spent if your child, that is a sacrifice, if your child, your daughter wants to go to the beach and you spend the extra money, heaven will provide for your needs in other ways. But of course, the other obstacle you will have is the fight on your hands, because the average youngster today is one of the crowd. There's a conformist movement going on. So therefore, the parents have to rely a great deal on prayer and example. And it's a matter of talking and repetition, because you're not fighting just to preserve your daughter, but you're fighting the rest of the world that's really striving to destroy the soul. So Our Lady said that you can't compromise, you can't rationalize sin, and you can't rationalize immodesty by saying, well, everybody's doing it. Well, like our lady said, well, at that rate, you could say everyone is on the road to hell or jumping off the Brooklyn Bridge. But that doesn't mean that you're going to follow them. In other words, you may be called different by your neighbors, but believe me, from what I have been allowed to see, if you suffer this trial through and stand your ground and do what you know in your heart is right, by the time the warning and chastisement to man comes, you will be so happy that you went through this trial and at least should in this chastisement, which is the ultimate penance, and the warning, parents here might lose their children. But I can assure you, if you know in your heart, and you cannot escape your conscience, the inner heart, and you know that you did your best to keep your daughters Mary-like, and should they go against you and go the other way, at least you will
have a peace of heart knowing that you did your best. Because it is a terrible thing. I not myself know. There's nothing worse to live with is the what could I have done if I could have done, or why didn't I do this when it's too late to do anything. So now you have the opportunity. You're warned by Our Lady what is heading in our direction. So you just, all you have to do is keep persistently admonishing, especially the daughters. The daughters are being led down the worst road. The boys, I have five sons myself. The boys, their manner, I haven't exactly seen them going around as undraped yet as the daughters. But the daughter, Our Lady says, carries a far greater sin with her, because by her immodesty of dress, not only does she destroy her soul, but she causes others to sin. So her offenses to God are twofold, because she has not only sinned and blemished her own soul, but she brings an occasion of sin to those who behold her. So a parent must explain this and take the time. Now, Our Lady said, many are so involved with the things of the world that they don't have the time. Well, Our Lady says, you had better make the time, because the time is near at hand when you will be held accountable for the souls of your children. And there'll be no excuses, because you have been warned. All who have reached and read the message of Our Lady have been warned. And those who do know have the obligation to go out and tell others. And you don't have to be afraid of offending another by stating the truth. Because when you don't speak out with the truth, you are condoning a wrong. Because many are ignorant and many are lost in the ways of the world. Therefore, as apostles and disciples of God and Our Lady, you must speak out and pray. Like Our Lady said tonight, speak once, and if not, hasten what you mean, and if not heeded, well, don't speak anymore. You did what you can. Just pray then for the person, and then Jesus takes over. But you must remember, you planted the seed of thought in their mind, and that's what's important. If no one cares enough to tell someone they're doing wrong, they'll continue doing wrong. So it just takes just a small group to start mushrooming out and spreading the truth. And that's what Our Lady said is necessary now, because we want peace of heart in the coming cataclysm and the conflagration that will follow. If the cataclysm doesn't bring many back, then I can assure you the chastisement won't be long in coming after it. And those who say we have many years before this are in for a very sad awakening. Because what was to happen, said St. Michael, in the future shall be now. Because of man's falling to Satan and turning the world now over to Satan, who has complete rule of every walk of life, your governments, your schools, and now he roams in the house of God, which is the church. Therefore, you must pray him out, and you must actually follow the rules set down by the Father. They are the Ten Commandments. These have all been removed from among you so that you do not follow them. If you take something away long enough, you forget about it and you completely lose the habit of leading your life with God. And that is what the enemy is doing now. He's replacing the objects of God with things of the world, even setting up false idols, until we have reached the point now where it is not God who is worshipped, but man has become the supreme being. Now, the enemies of God lead us to believe that if you give man everything, since he is such a great creature, I myself have heard clerics and lay people use the word great when referring to human beings. They will say how great man is because he has now gone out into the universe and found the moon. Well, with the billions of dollars, said Our Lady, used for finding the moon, those billions of dollars could have been spent to bring relief to the starving and suffering millions. Why does he want to reach the moon, Our Lady said, so that he thinks he can control the rest of the world? But that will never be, because the Father does not intend to permit it. There will be no continuation of wars and brother against brother, because it has gone and gone too far, says our Father. We've reached the point of Armageddon now, and all that remains is our waiting for the second coming of Jesus, which will not be long at the rate man is falling into Satan's plan. Now, Our Lady said she has established these sacred grounds as a center for atonement. With the chastisement, tonight especially, it will come out in the tapes and the message, New York will not escape a just punishment. For New York, Our Lady says, is like a cancer spreading its evils like the tentacles of an octopus throughout the world, the center of evil. Therefore, you could well understand that New York will be hit hard when the chastisement is given by the Father. Dates are not necessary, and I don't give you a date even for the coming warning, because there's no constructive need for giving dates, because like Our Lady said, if you set a date for, say, a punishment, naturally everyone will make a temporary change expecting to be saved, but that is not in the plan of the Father. This has to be a solid foundation of faith, and then it must be, faith must become a way of life and a habit. God must be number one in every individual's life, and that takes second place to materialism and the love of earthly gain and things. Because I can assure you, as Our Lady said, when you pass over the veil, which there's not one person here on this earth that can say he's not going to pass over the veil sooner or later. And when he goes, he's going to go out exactly as he came in, with nothing but his eternal soul and his body that he came in with. And the only thing that he could say he has, he's taking with him, are the graces he has accumulated while on earth, because it is these graces are the only things that will be added up, and it will be his judgment of who will claim him over the veil, either Satan and his agents, or Jesus, Our Lady, and all the glorious beauties of heaven. And I can assure you that Satan now has tried to take this fact from man's mind that there is an unseen and another world. I have seen it through the grace of God, and as a worker for Our Lady, and as a one who has been chosen for, if it wasn't me, like I say, it makes me nothing. I'm just a voice box. It could have been you or anyone else. Why Our Lady chose me and my family, I have no idea. But anyway, the fact is, there is life after death. And if Satan can take this truth from you, it will just give you free rein to sin. See, his idea is to give you everything in this life so that you'll turn from God. And then When you're ready to go over the veil, he's waiting there, because right now all he wants to do is take the souls created by the Father into the abyss with him. It's then an eternal struggle, and it will go on until the time when Jesus arrives and the final judgment and the chain of these demons and Lucifer. So that's a quick cover-all picture of what Our Lady is trying to tell you. So we are in the time of Armageddon. Those who are in the darkness and don't want to open their eyes to the truth will laugh, just as they did when Noah tried to tell everyone that the world is going to be destroyed by water. We are telling you now, Our Lady wants you to know, that there will be a great warning, and then a miracle, and after that, if man doesn't change, you will be struck by a comet. It will be heaven sent. No man will ever claim then that it was done by man. It will not be claimed as the atom bomb, because when this happens, I can assure you, they will know it's from God, because I have seen it. And it will be known to man, because when the goal of redemption is reused as the chastising agent, you will see it for about 2 weeks before it ever hits earth. And that, I can assure you, will be a most frightening incident for most. But for those who are aware of this and have remained with God in his plan, there will be no fear, because you know that it is the plan of the Father. And those of well spirit have nothing to fear. The only thing we do have fear about is for those that, in our haste to work, that we haven't been able to reach, because we didn't know there were so many millions of souls in the world, and it's endless the numbers that we count that we're trying to reach. So like a chain, everyone has to keep the message going from friend to friend. And we do hope that we're able to go throughout the world. Well, Our Lady, we're not the only group. Our Lady has set her armies up all throughout the world. And like St. Louis de Montfort, the prophets of old said this would happen. And of course you know that in the final count, Our Lady is the instrument of heaven used to crush the snake, Satan. The snake is symbolism, the way that heaven, the most repulsive crawling thing on earth, that heaven gives you for your human mind what this evil is. So Our Lady is an advocate from heaven. She is a mediatrix between God and man to give you the graces to fight with her to change Satan. And this will be a tremendous fight. And I can assure you we're doing very well, Our Lady said, in gathering the souls. And we have to continue. Oh, with joy when I get wonderful news. I've been waiting for the completion of the rosary, because Jesus is here and he's waiting to bless the sacramentals. But wonders of wonders, a woman has him in a photograph standing over where Jesus is over there. He came out of the photograph.
Right there. There he is.
Look, in the picture.
There he is.
Right here. Right here. Back there. See him? Please kneel, because Jesus is going to bless all the sacramentals. Now, Jesus has waited quite a while. Jesus said there was quite a dispute over a photograph. However, you must be most cautious in the photographs given the days ahead. They will be reproduced only by, I guess, my knees, and then the others will be sent out. Satan will work very hard to destroy the proof of his work here. Now, Jesus is coming over to the right side of the flagpole. He has on a beige-colored robe. And it's very beautiful. It has gold trim all around the outside. And he has on a cream-colored gown and brown. They look like leather slippers. And he's barefooted. I can see his feet in the slippers. And now he's taken the cape from his head. There was a cape on his head from the robe. And now Jesus is placing his hands out Oh, I can see the wounds on his hands. Now he's raising his hand above his head. Jesus says, you will extend all sacramentals, all objects of God, your beads of prayer, your medals, your cards, and anything of godly nature. They do not have to be removed from your person. Now Jesus is raising his hand high above his head, and he's blessing in a triangle the sign of the Trinity, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is standing next to Jesus on his right side, and she has this large rosary. Now the rosary is all the beads of white with gold, and Our Lady said, will the people please do honor to your God and stop your chattering? Because in the presence of Jesus, you must show due respect. Too much disrespect is already being condoned in the house of God. Now, Jesus looked down, and he smiled very, very quietly, sadly, and he's raising his hand again. And he said to me, perceive, my child, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over to the right side of the flagpole. Okay. Oh, now he's looking over and raising his hand now over his head. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is extending her rosary. The rosary has a very large golden cross. And she's extending it like this, and she's blessing now everyone. Oh, in the sign of the cross, like this, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, ladies, looking over to this direction, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, a lady is going, she's floating over by Jesus and Michael, and there's, oh, two very, very huge angels that I know there is Gabriel, and the other I don't recognize. It's not Raphael, but he's very, very huge. Now he's coming down, and Jesus is coming now midway. He's coming very close to the ground. He's right in the center of the flagpole. I never saw Jesus standing so low, and he's looking down now. And he's blessing now, he's reaching over, and he's making the sign of the Trinity in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is rising. Oh, he just is floating very up, and Our Lady also, and they're coming over to the right side of the flagpole and looking down. Now Jesus is saying, I have given you your final warning. You will follow the direction of my mother, or you will fall into line with the forces of evil. We have chosen these grounds with purpose. We expect to retrieve from your heart and efforts many souls that otherwise would have been lost to us. All prayers and acts of atonement will be used for the repatriation of wandering sheep. The shepherds, our representatives in your world, will lead their sheep with firm discipline and faith. Faith in the light. They will remove all destructive minims of modernism and humanism from their teachings. Suffering is purification. The world is filled with soul destructors. Does God cast off these evil trappings and clothe yourself in sackcloth? Go forth through the world as pilgrims, so that you may return eventually to the kingdom from whence you came. Now Jesus is coming over to the left side of the flagpole, and he's raising his hand very high. I bless you. And he's going like this. As the Father blesses you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Trinity. God is, God was, and God always will be. But first and above all, God is. And now written in the sky are the words, God is. G-O-D, with large letters of is. Now it's going very, very dark. I can see Our Lady. She seems to be just going backwards. There's a large cloud now that is floating over, and Our Lady is standing almost behind the cloud. And Our Lady said, I never leave the sacred grounds. I am always here waiting for you. Come to me, all you who are burdened with sorrow. I will dry your tears and comfort you and give you all the graces necessary for your salvation. Now there's a tremendous white light. Oh, it's so brilliant. And Our Lady is standing now in the light. And around her head is this crown of stars. It's very beautiful. Our Lady looks very beautiful. She's all in white. And, her slippers are white, but they have what appears to be golden roses right on the tips. And she has a gold belted rope about her waist. And now she's taking her large rosary, and she's winding it around the rope of her waist. And now it's hanging down from the golden rope about her waist. Oh, and now it's getting very dark. And Our Lady now has raised her hand, and she's saying, continue, my children, with your prayers of atonement. Many souls must be saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
The world, pray for us. Our Lady of Rosary, pray for us. Mary, Mother of Mother, pray for us. Mary, Light of the World, pray for us. Our Lady of Rosary, pray for us. Mary, Mother of Mother, pray for us. Mary, Light of the World, pray for us. Our Lady of Rosary, pray for us. Mary, help us, mothers, pray for us.